Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
What will tomorrow look like? Visit a modern Oklahoma farm and you'll see precision agriculture with GPS, unmanned aerial vehicles, no-tillage farming, improved livestock genetics, and a whole crop of young leaders eager to feed a hungry world. The next generation of young farmers and ranchers is working with Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help move agriculture forward. Check it out at okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep, gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
We were on the road yesterday, had the opportunity to spend some time on sale day at the Joplin Regional Stockyards. They sell cattle on a regular basis from not just Missouri, but also Kansas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. Talking to one of their owners, Bailey Moore, and he says that these high prices that cattle producers are getting right now actually allowing some of their cow-calf operators to be able to hold on to their females.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they're rebuilding these cow herds more so today than they ever have. You know, just week after week, we sell these big strings of home-raised steers, you know, the nice steers, and then there won't be any heifers behind them. You know, people are keeping these heifers. Well, the first time in a long time, they're able to sell their steers and have enough money to be able to keep their heifers, you know. I mean, from that aspect, you know, they're really going to rebuild them the next couple of years.
So for the most part, you're seeing a lot of these guys say, you know, I can afford to hold these females back then?
Oh, yeah, for the most part, you know, they're getting so much for their steers. They're bringing, just their steers are bringing as much as most times as their steers and heifers would, you know. So they're able to sell half as many cattle, keep their heifers back, and replace some of those aging cows and rebuild this cow herd like they need to.
Bailey Moore with the Joplin Regional Stockyards. Looks like both corn and soybean harvest well along toward finish, now passing the 90% completion rate on both of those crops. We're at 69% harvested now nationally on the U.S. cotton crop. That's behind the five-year average of 74%. Oklahoma lags a five-year average, 43% harvest versus 60% normal. Texas, 46% harvested now versus their 69% five-year average. Does look like grain sorghum, 83% harvested now around the country, 81% done in Kansas, 91% done in Missouri, 83% done in Texas, and now 87% complete in the state of Oklahoma. Winter wheat crop conditions, 60% in the good to excellent category nationally. That's unchanged from a week earlier. Kansas wheat crop now at 62% in the good to excellent category, 35% in fair shape, and only 3% rated poor. Oklahoma comes in 55% in the good to excellent category. That's up a couple of points from the week before, 33% in fair shape, 12% in the poor to very poor category. We'll see how things fare once we get the kind of a complete overview of where we are with these conditions with colder temperatures that have now set in. We're 51% in good to excellent shape on the Texas wheat crop, 37% fair shape, and 12% poor to very poor. Up north, Colorado is 54% in the good to excellent category. Nebraska, 78% rated good to excellent on their wheat crop at this point. Pasture range conditions generally are in fair to good shape. That catches the bulk of the states from Missouri, Arkansas, over across Oklahoma, into Kansas, Texas, New Mexico as well. You've got farm news on Ron. Two Superior Livestock Auction sales to tell you about this week. The Superior Select Replacement Female Sale happens Thursday, November 20th, 1 p.m. Central Time, 4,770 head to sell. Then on Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com, we'll have 17,500 head to sell, 4,900 yearling steers, 1,350 yearling heifers, 7,500 wean calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.